If you haven't been to Elkmont, you haven't been to Clemson. There's something for everyone, including great lifestyle, men's and women's clothing, jewelry, and the most comfortable shoes from On Running Shoes, Birkenstocks, and UFOs. If it's game day you want, Elkmont has a great selection of all things Clemson with great brands like Vuori, Patagonia, Z Supply, and more. Find Elkmont in Powdersville and Clemson or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ELKMONT TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com. That's scscu.com. And apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Honey, am I a procrastinator?
Well, for 4 summers, you said you were going to fix the dock.
I did?
You did. Every time a deck chair slid into the lake.
Well, maybe I am a procrastinator.
At Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking.
You also said you were going to the gym.
I did.
Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit goyoders.com.
Dexter 248 asked, are the Braves the worst in batting average with men in scoring position? I don't know. The Mets suck, too. I mean, that Frank the Tank guy who's a Met fan, the crazy fat Met fan who's always complaining about the Mets, wrote today, the Mets are 3-for-1,099 with runners in scoring position. That's not true, but it feels like it's true. Dexter said, can the Braves draft, 678 says, can the Braves draft a manager? Maybe. Mary wants to know, well, I'm hearing some scuttlebutt about BYU quarterback Jake Retzlaff about getting suspended for 7 games, where his off-the-field stuff is going to go into the transfer portal, but would need a waiver to do so, right? Since an article where Tennessee might be a possible destination, and many were saying it's the most likely. As a Vol fan, would that be a good move by Heupel from a football standpoint to give us a bit more depth? With it being less than 2 months of the season, does it make sense? Would it disrupt the locker room with Aguilar? And is he carrying too much baggage, even though his case was dismissed? Would it be better for Tennessee just to go with what we have and just try and get our young talent up to speed? We do have a number one quarterback coming in next year. It's a good question. I will say this. I thought that Jake Retzlaff really played well last season. I mean, I thought both as a passer, a runner, a big-time playmaker in big-time moments, I thought he was really good. I mean, that's why combined with that running back room, which is led by L.J. Martin, I thought BYU had, you know, top five running back room in the country. Combining that with Retzlaff and all the returning talent, you know, after the year that BYU had last year, I thought they were the favorite to win that league. So, and a lot of it was due to Retzlaff. I mean, I thought, again, he played really well last year. So I wouldn't be afraid to add him. I think in terms of the charge that was levied, the police department basically laughed that off. You know, the police department basically said, from everything I read, that there was no basis for the charge, that it was just bogus. And so all that stuff has been dismissed. I think given the police department's sort of abject dismissal of the whole thing, I think you can probably assume that that the charges were false. Given that, I don't think you can hold that against him. You know, he was suspended for the honor code because, you know, you're not allowed to have premarital at BYU. So that's why he got suspended. So I don't know, you know, I don't know what you do with it, Merritt. I think that it's always good to add talent, and probably especially in your situation right now. So if I could add Jake Retzlaff, I would probably do it. I don't think he's a bad kid. I don't think there's any evidence of that. And I know that he can play some. So you know, he's going to find a home, I'm sure of that. It is late in the process, and it hurts in that regard. There's no question about that. All right, we have lots to get to. What did 940 want me to? 940 wanted me to. Wait. Can you rate the wide receiver room at Clemson? Wesco, Smith, Brown, so on. Please include tight end and running back as well as receivers. Well, you know, again, I'm going to do that because I was asked to do that as well. And I'm going to rate them nationally. But you just want a strict Clemson ranking. I think it's difficult at this point because, you know, I think you have a sort of a given, the staple in Antonio. But you have two guys who may have more upside in Moore and Wesco, and at the very least. And I as I said, I think Moore, because he wasn't there for spring, I think you really saw him come on at the end of the year. And I think you saw Cade start to favor him and look for him. I would expect more of that this year. I would expect more of it. So we'll see. You can get in 654-7627. Hey, Walt, I believe I'm the only Road Rage Rutgers fan. Every year I ask you to play win lose for the Scarlet Knights. I was disappointed with the 7-6 season last year, but I think it's going to get worse this year. Hope you can make me feel better about the upcoming season. Well, I can in one way because I put two of your defensive ends in the top 20 of my defensive end edge rusher rankings. You know, and you brought in two transfers, the kid from Ohio and the kid from James Madison. And I think both those guys are going to be stars at Rutgers right away. I think they're your two starting defensive ends, and I think they're both going to be major impact players from day one. So I think that has to make you feel pretty good. All right, here's what I want to do, Ramona. Before we get going on everything else I want to get to, I want to go backwards for a second to the areas of concern list that we started yesterday. And this was an ESPN list based on a ranking they did in the second week of May that Schlabach actually did. But this was a team compilation where they evaluated what was the Achilles heel or the biggest area of concern for each of their ranked teams. They had Penn State 1, and their chief area of concern was wide receiver. I give that an F. That was Adam Rittenberg. I think he failed. Their chief area of concern is defensive end. Wide receiver is actually the position they invested the most in fixing. So that would be completely wrong. That's just a complete flunk by Adam Rittenberg, whoever he is. Two, Clemson, they had running back. And, again, this was by Andrea Edelson. And I think that's reasonable, especially from an outsider, if you read what she wrote. I think it was reasonable. I don't share that this is the chief area of concern, and Andrea sort of gave you some mitigating factors in which it might not be. So I think she did a decent job. I can't remember what I graded her. I think I graded her like a B or a B minus something. Texas offensive line, I think that's right. That was Dave Wilson. I think I gave that an A. You know, I said this way back in February. It's why I didn't put Texas 1 or 2. They lost 4/5 of their offensive line. Georgia pass rush, that was by Mark Schlabach. I think I gave this a C or a C minus. I think Georgia's biggest issue is run game. I think it's even more true when you understand that Georgia gets pass rush. They just don't get pass rush stats because of the scheme they play and what that scheme focuses their athletes on doing. You know, it's a lot of vision rush, go through the center line of guys and that type of thing. In a 4-2-5 type look. Ohio State, the area of concern listed was quarterback. This was by Jake Trotter. I think Ohio State has a lot of areas of concern. I think this one was difficult. You know, is quarterback chief amongst them? I don't know. I think offensive line, running game, defensive ends. You know, I think they have a number of concerns. You know, is quarterback chief among them? I don't know. Would we have said quarterback when Will Howard came in last year? I mean, the Ohio State fans were. They watched Will Howard in the spring. And, you know, I remember having this conversation with Dan Hope. And I said, don't sweat it, Dan. I said, he's not a practice player. I said, he's a gamer. I said, he'll be fine when the lights come on. And obviously he was fine. He won the national title. I can't remember what I graded him. LSU was the offensive line. I think that's right. I think the real question involves Will Campbell and Emory Jones, two guys who started every year they were at LSU. So I think those are significant losses, and I think they have talent in those spots, but we'll see. I think that's the correct evaluation by Harry Lyles Jr. Again, he's also a great musician because he just sounds like one. Notre Dame, they listed, this is Schlebach again. He listed tight end. No, I don't buy that. I think their chief area of concern is defensive end. I think that's a C minus. I think they have guys, but again, last year that defensive end core was devastated, and it's left them with questions. You know, I think that Traore, if he stays healthy, is a talent. I think the young kid has talent if he stays healthy. Oregon was defensive line, and this is by Paolo Ughetti. I don't know. I think the chief question at Oregon is quarterback. Dante Moore has never really done anything to date. I think he's going to play well, so I think the question will be answered. But I think that's the chief question for them. So I don't know. C minus. Alabama, it says pass rush. This is by Chris Lowe. I think this is where we left off, right? Is that right?
I think so.
Yeah, it says Alabama finished 13th in the SEC last season in sacks. And while sacks aren't the end-all when it comes to rushing the passer, the Crimson Tide need to be more consistent in getting the opposing quarterback. That's not a pure edge. There's not a pure edge pass rusher in the mold of Will Anderson or Dallas Turner on this roster, meaning Bama will need to get more pressure from its interior alignment, or perhaps a breakout season from redshirt sophomore outside linebacker Russell. They definitely need that. They definitely need that breakout season from him. But, you know, look, I think Bama has a number of issues. I think this is one of them. I think quarterback is an issue until we see otherwise. Pass rush is certainly an issue. You know, more succinctly, I think that when you look at Alabama, and I have framed this way, even people who know college football, if I asked you to name an Alabama defender, can you name one? Because all throughout the Nick Saban era, you could name lots of Alabama defenders. Most of them were household names, guys that like the two that were just mentioned here, Will Anderson, Dallas Turner. Can you name any Alabama defender now? And I think for most college football fans, the answer is no. Well, that's a problem. That's a problem. It says something. You know, I mean, I can name them because I have an illness, but there's nobody who stands out or jumps out. And I do think that pass rush is an issue without question. Is it the chief issue? I don't know about that, but, you know, I'd probably give that a B, something like that. Let me get Illini J in here. Illini J. Jay, how are you, Jay? Good to have you.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call. You know, I was having a pretty good week up until now. And when I call in, I usually try to poke fun at people. Oh. I poke fun at myself all the time.
That's true.
But when somebody calls in and starts calling me names and disputing the facts that I said, I felt the need to call back in.
Yes, I understand.
When he said Otis Nixon was a good guy, let me just rehash everybody's memory for a second. In 87, when he was in the minor leagues, he failed a drug test, went to rehab. In 91, when he was with the Braves, the Atlanta Braves, he failed a drug test for cocaine and received a 60-day suspension. And even better, since Otis Nixon is a good guy, long after his playing days were over, in 2013, he gets arrested for possession of a meth pipe. So when somebody calls me Skippy, gets his facts wrong, I think somebody better look in the mirror and go, geez, was I really was it really worth it for me to to harp on Illini, Jay? And I hope the answer would be no. But other than that, I hope you and Ramona have
Jay.
A great weekend. And even Gaylord, you know, have a good weekend, buddy.
Thank you, Jay. That was well played, Ramona. I got to admit, that was a little Buddy Brooks-ish. You know, a little
oh, yeah.
Buddy Brooks-ish, you know, like the day that Buddy called in about Paul. That's still the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. I don't think we have that anymore, but that was one of the funniest things I've ever heard. Buddy Brooks, you know, Buddy Brooks never called about any other caller. That was like his rule. You know, he's, again, ex-military guy. That's not what he did. You know, military lifer, I guess I should say. You know, he wouldn't get involved in any back and forth stuff. You know, he was above that. But Paul, you know, took particular shots at Buddy one day, and Buddy called in Ramona, and oh my God, he just eviscerated Paul. And Buddy, who had this, you know, deep military voice, and Paul is a completely different type of voice. Buddy imitated Paul's voice exactly right. And coming from him, it was seriously one of the funniest things I ever heard. Illini J just brought the police blotter hammer with him, Ramona. Illini J brought the police blotter hammer and set the record straight. So on Mr. Nixon. So yeah, that's those are facts. So on the Alabama thing, I guess I give Chris Lowe a B. All right. And I want to fly through these. We have so much to get to. But BYU, the area of concern is quarterback. Well, that's right. Okay. I mean, it says when the season ended, quarterback figured to be an obvious strength for BYU, considering Jake Retzloff was set to return. And this is sort of a no-brainer. This is like, you know, do I really give somebody an A for having the first pick of the draft? You know what I mean? When I'm doing draft grades, do I give you an A because you suck and you get the automatic first pick in the draft and you make the no-brainer pick? This is sort of like that. Any moron would have got this one. I mean, I'm not going to give him an A because this one, he was Kyle Bonaguara was gifted the easiest need question or the easiest area of concern question of any of these participants. He had the obvious answer. So I'll give him a B. He had the right answer. The next is Illini J and the Fighting Illini. And their area of concern, according to this, is offensive explosiveness. We'll discuss that on the other side. We got to get to some business. Let me tell you about Canty. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation, rot wooden beams and joists, cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists are your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions to fit any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. So call Canty today, 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed. Cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that aren't open. Call 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, cantycanfixit.com. You'll 100% thank me later. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Well, Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can get a full range of treatment options for ED, including daily or as-needed meds, through a 100% online process. It all starts with an online intake form. Get started at Hims.com/radio, and from there, a medical provider licensed in your state will determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. Find the ED treatment that fits your needs with options up to 95% less than the brand names. Millions of men experience ED, but Hims can help. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/radio. That's Hims.com/radio for your free online visit. Hims.com/RADIO.
One size doesn't fit all. Don't make a mistake you'll regret for the rest of your life. Get the plan that fits you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Parenting is hard. It's even harder if your child tells you they're in trouble with the law. What should you do next? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick and his legal team know the best options to help defend and protect your child and their future. Whether it's a DUI, minor in possession, public disorderly conduct, or a fake ID, Nick Lavery is here to help you and your child. For your free consultation, call 864-654-3680.
Braves fans, step up your sock game with Clemson Sock Shop and make every step a home run. That's right. Clemson Sock Shop has all the fun, funky, nostalgic socks to make you stand out in the crowd. Whether you're cheering on the Braves at the stadium, watching the game on the couch, or listening to the game recap on the roar during your morning commute, gear up with Clemson Sock Shop. It's fun fashion for your feet. And as always, buy five, get one free. Located inside New Teak Boutique on Pendleton Square.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider. From the type of roof you have, to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
The 2025 Atlanta Braves are battle-tested, and every game this summer is a chance to get back in the fight.
Punched out towards third, backhanded and fouled around by Riley. Long throw. What a play by Riley.
The Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball all season long. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. In whatever comes our way. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Fire all of your
Okay, so we're looking at an ESPN list of the chief areas of concern for all of their ranked football teams. Number 11, Illinois, is offensive explosiveness. You know, ESPN is Illinois number 11, but at the same time, by the way, how can I be on hold, Ramona? Could you answer me that question? Explain to me how I can be on hold. Any case, when I look at Illinois, I think that this guy wrote offensive explosiveness. I think that's like a weasel way out. I mean, you can't just, everybody else is picking like one thing. This guy writes offensive explosiveness. So we count the quarterback, the receivers, the running backs, all of it, I guess. I'm not saying that he's wrong about that. You know, you did lose star receivers in Bryant and in Franklin. But, you know, I don't think you can frame it as offensive explosiveness. I think you have to pick a lane, and Rittenberg didn't pick a lane. So I'm going to give him an F again. I gave him an F earlier. I'm going to give him another F now. So my man Rittenberg, Ramon, is not scoring well in our little grade system. Arizona State is up 12. I'll tell you what. I'll get Joe in here in 1 second. This is Bill Connolly. And he says pass rush. Yeah, I'll buy that. I think that's fair. I'll buy pass rush for Arizona State. Look, I don't think they have many issues, but I think that's fair. I'll give Bill Connolly a B+ on that. South Carolina Gamecocks defensive front. This is from David Hale. It says, what was perhaps South Carolina's biggest strength last season might be its biggest concern going into 2025. Gone are the stalwarts, Kyle Kinnard, Ben Martin-Scott, Demetrius Knight, TJ Sanders, among others. Left a lot of holes to fill, and the Gamecocks largely addressed them by hitting the portal hard. Rising star Dylan Stewart will be the flashiest player. Brian Thomas, the lone established senior. With transfers, Gabriel Brownlow, Dindy, Devontae Miles, and Okoronkwo filling big voids. But perhaps the biggest name to know is sophomore Fred Johnson. Yeah, he's a linebacker. I think the linebacking core is going to be really good, but I don't know what that has to do with the defensive front. And as far as the defensive front is concerned, I think the key is Gabriel Brownlow Dindy. I think Dindy was a highly recruited guy who has just been injured much of his career. If Brownlow Dindy plays well, then I think that defensive front is going to be just fine. And very good again, but I don't mind that answer. I think it's a fair answer. You know, B. I'll give it B. Joe in Virginia. Joe, how are you, Joe?
How's it going, Walt?
Good, Joe.
You know, I know the list is talking about explosiveness, but can I sidestep and go back to Illinois for a second? As far as
No. Just to be clear, this list is about the chief area of concern for every top 25 team.
Okay, got it. Sorry. Jumped in like midstream.
Yeah.
But, you know, Illinois is kind of interesting to me. That coach got a really kind of rough program, you know, when he took it over, and he's basically going to turn it into Wisconsin. He's going to win 10 games almost every single year, at least, you know, 9 to 10. And he's a fantastic coach.
Yeah,
like,
Bielma,
he really is.
Yeah, Bielma is a terrific coach, job. Even though I'm the only person in America who can pronounce his name.
Yeah, that's true. That
I
is
can
true.
Because you do.
That is true. That's true. I need to take a listen from you. But
people keep trying to turn it into a disease.
Oh yeah. I mean, you know,
and I'll tell you this for sure, 100%. He's not Coach Bulimia.
Well.
Trust me, whatever condition he has, it's not that one.
I understand. Who was the coach ahead of him? Was it Lovie Smith? Was that his name?
Oh yeah, well Lovie was part of it. Yeah, they've had a bunch of bums.
You know, I remember getting in a kind of argument with an Illinois fan. I said, "Hey, Smith got to go. He's awful." And yeah. Well, they built the locker room, and then next year he's gone.
Yeah.
You know, but like to me, well, I just be honest. I think it's Penn State, Ohio State, and then Illinois in the Big Ten. Like, those are your top three. And that's just maybe Oregon. I don't know where to put them yet. I'm still trying to think about that. But that's kind of like.
Yeah, I'm close. I mean, I have Penn State, Ohio State, and Oregon. And I think I have Illinois next. So I'm close to that.
What are you doing with Michigan?
Well, I don't know. I think they're a tough read. I don't even know whether I ranked them. I may have. Ramona, did I rank Michigan? I can't recall. You know, I think Underwood, the quarterback, is a freak of nature talent as a freshman. He's enormous, too. I mean, he's a big.
And the teams?
Yeah.
They're 24.
Okay. I thought that might have just ranked them. Yeah, I can't do anything more with them than that. They might play better than that. Look, if he plays well, I think I made him my 11th ranked quarterback or something. He is a freak of nature, and he could play well right from the get-go, so we'll see.
I don't know what the line is for Wake Forest, but I like the coach, and I think they could go 6-6, 5 wins, somewhere in there. I have no idea what the line is. I know that's a transition there, but I'm going to be out, Walt. I've got a kid's birthday party, so I will may or may not have my sanity on Monday. So have a good one.
Thank you, Joe. Iowa State, Bonagura. Apparently he's like a soccer player, Ramon. He just goes by one name, Bonagura. He's the only one on here is just one name. He must think a lot of himself. Bonagura.
Must be.
Yeah, Bonagura has a wide receiver as the chief area of concern for Iowa State. Yeah, ding, ding, ding. That's a name. Sort of an easy one. Jalen Noel and Jaden Higgins, as it says, both off the NFL, both great players, both top 100 players. Yeah, I think that's the key issue, without question. So this is a little like the BYU one in that Bonagura was throwing teed up a softball, and he hit it. You know, I'll give him a B+. How about that? SMU defensive front. This is from David Hale. Says one of the most underappreciated keys to SMU's playoff run last season was the veteran talent up front on defense. Elijah Roberts, Jared Harrison Hunt, Harvey all came from Miami and had multiple years as starters under their belts in 2024. There won't be nearly so much experience this year. Add in the departure of Ahmad Walker and Kobe Wilson at linebacker. There's a vacuum waiting to be filled in terms of leadership. Yeah, I think that's fair. I think the D-line remained a question. I think that's fair. I think Hale did his work there. I'll give that A-. Texas Tech, area of concern, defense. Okay, I'm flunking you. All right, Lyles Jr. I think I gave Lyles Jr. a good grade before, but I'm not letting you just choose defense. You know, I mean, everybody else is picking, like, a spot. This dude picks the whole friggin' defense. No, you're eliminated. You get an incomplete. You don't even get a grade. You know, you have to come back for extra classes. You go to summer school. Hey, does the defensive makeover actually work? The Red Raiders' D can't get much worse than it was in 24, and that's not hyperbole. Texas Tech finished 126 in total D in 24. The secondary was 132. Look, here's the thing. It mentions they brought in David Bailey. It mentions they brought in Romello Height. But, again, they went out and spent a fortune in the transfer portal and shoring up this defense. And Joey McGuire is a great coach. I'm just not letting you just pick defense, though. No one else has done that in the whole list. You can't do that. So you get an incomplete, my man. Indiana, next guy, Ugedi. Another one-name artist, Ramona. Ugedi. Who had a name earlier.
What is up with that?
I don't know. Now he's just Ugedi. Indiana is the defense. Defense. The whole defense. Now, you don't get to pick the whole friggin' defense. Are you not following along? See, as we get late in this process, Ramona, they're all fading to black. That's what it is. They're mailing it in now because they have no idea.
They're tired of the list.
Yeah, they have no idea.
It's too much work.
Exactly. It's too much work. They have no idea. Oh, look at the next one. Connolly says Kansas State's area of concern is stopping big plays. Yeah, this is fading to black. Yeah, you know, you were on something with the first 15, except for the first dude who flunked Penn State. But Indiana, you can't pick the whole defense, my man. So you get an F. Kansas State, Connolly, stopping big plays. K-State's offense was delightfully explosive last season, but the defense often gave up as many big plays as the offense created. The Wildcats blitzed a lot, harassed quarterbacks well, but they ranked 110th in total quarterback rating allowed, 107th in completions of 10 yards or more. That's a concern considering the defense lost both leading pass rusher Brennan Mott and last year's five starters in the secondary. I'm going to give you a D. I just stopping big plays. That's a weasel word way out. I can't do that. Florida Gators wide receiver. That's from Lyles Jr. again. We don't even have as many participants anymore at this point, Ramona. Early on, there was a whole...
Everybody wanted to give their opinion.
Right. Early on, there was a whole mix of people. Now it's like the same characters at the end, just mailing it in, saying, defense. You know, I expect like the next one to say the whole team, you know, whatever. You know,
that's uniform.
Right. That's where we are. Areas of concern, wide receiver. Yeah, look, I'll buy that. I'll give you a B on that. Michigan... Area of concern. They have Michigan at 20. Their area of concern is wide receiver. That's from Trotter. Again, a one-name artist. I think wide receiver is a concern. I think they have a number of concerns. I think defensive tackle has to be a chief concern, where you lost two round one defensive tackles. I mean, I think that's got to be an area of concern. In fact, I would say that that's their biggest area of concern, all told. So I'm going to give you a D. Miami, area of concern, linebacker. It says the Hurricanes did another fantastic job showing up positions across the roster in the portal, especially considering how much turnover they had from last year. But if there's one question that still has some questions, or one position that still has some questions, it's linebacker, mainly because depth may become an issue as the season wears on. Of course, that happened in their secondary last year, where they were basically playing ball boys and people out of the stands in the second half of the season, as the secondary was the most injured in America. It sucked to start with. It wasn't good to start with. But, about halfway through the season, it became the worst secondary in America. And, you know, you had a situation where Cam Ward had to outscore that secondary every single week. Miami returns three key veterans, and it talks about all three. It says signed NC State transfer Bonner and Rutgers transfer Motori. Miami often looked slow and out of position at linebacker last season, but the new scheme from defensive coordinator Corey Heatherton should help. This is from Andrea Edelson. Again, look, Miami's biggest issue last year was secondary. They should be automatically better. But I would still say that's their biggest issue until proven otherwise, because the secondary is what was their undoing last season. The second half of last year, any Miami fan will tell you the secondary was horrific. And again, they were besieged by injuries. I get all that, but that's still the reality of their world and their situation. All right, we have lots to get to. You can get in and join the conversation if you want. Let me tell you about my friends at Lake Kiwi. Listen, Lake Kiwi Auto Group has employee pricing for everyone. That's for Ramona, for you, for me, for everybody. Listen up, car and truck shoppers. It's the final days of employee pricing for everyone at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. This means this is your last chance to pay what the factory worker who builds the car pays, not a penny more. And everyone knows the employee price is the best price. And from now until the end of the month, you can get it at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. Had your eye on a new truck? Now is the time to buy. Because Lake Kiwi has over 300 trucks available. And get this, because the employee price is so low, that pushes the price down on all the pre-owned vehicles as well. So now's the time to buy. Go see our good friend Mark Williams, his incredible crew at Lake Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram today. Lake Kiwi's easy to find. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at lakekiwiautogroup.com. Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. Final days of employee pricing for everyone. From now until the end of the month, you pay what the factory worker pays, not a penny more. Lake Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram gives you transparent pricing. They show you everything. You get every available discount. That's how Lake Kiwi guarantees they have the best price. Simply put, if you buy somewhere else, you're going to pay too much. Don't do that. Waltip Tula Road Rage. Quick break.
It's bow time. Introducing Bojangles' new breakfast burrito. It's your favorite crispy bow rounds, savory sausage, fluffy eggs, cheese, and southern gravy all wrapped in a warm flour tortilla. But hurry, it's here for a limited time.
It's bow time.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Prepare for Clemson's first Tiger Town Throwdown. The Clemson Area Chamber of Commerce is hosting the ultimate indoor pickleball tournament fundraiser with action inside Clemson's private indoor tennis facility. 12 courts, bleachers, vendors, food trucks, and ice-cold air conditioning in August. It's August 1st through 3rd, with adaptive kids and singles on Friday, men's and women's doubles Saturday, and mixed doubles Sunday. Divisions for all ages and levels from 3.0 to 4.5. Visit clemsonchamber.org for more information.
Searching for your dream home? Great Southern Homes is here to make it happen, whether it's your first house or your forever home. We offer an amazing selection of plans and communities to fit every lifestyle. With endless personalization options and upgrades, you can create a space that's designed to fit your unique taste. From Clemson to Columbia and beyond, we'll help you find the perfect place, whether it's right around the corner or across the state. Discover greatness reimagined and check out our Clemson communities at greatsouthernhomes.com.
Trust me, if they could do planes and trains, they would. In the meantime, Pendleton Tire Company does automobiles, trucks, and SUVs with trusted service on tires, lift kits, brakes, wheel alignments, and custom accessories for nearly 55 years. Pendleton Tire Company has taken care of generation after generation. Now it's your turn to discover why folks trust the team at Pendleton Tire Company. Open weekdays from 8 to 5, the Pendleton Tire Company on Mechanic Street in Pendleton. PendletonTire.com.
Hey, it's Esme Carter with Spectrum Paint, your independent and family-owned paint source with locations in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum. Shop the widest array of brands at Spectrum Paint, including Benjamin Moore Paints, Pittsburgh Paints, Rust-Oleum, Graco, Roma Bio, Ready Seal, Renner Wood Coatings, and more. Projects large and small, whether professionals or do-it-yourselfers, we have the coatings, supplies, and expertise to take care of you. Visit us at spectrumpaint.com to find the location nearest you or connect with our local sales team.
The Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
We're looking at...
I wish I took a train.
I love trains. I used to take them all the time as a kid.
To work.
Oh, to work.
Yes.
It is a long ride.
It is. That would be a lot better.
It would be a lot better. I'm not sure there's a train that runs from where you live to work. I think you might be out of luck there. I think I am. Yeah. I think you... Have you ever ridden on a train? Have you ever been on a train?
Unless I don't remember because I was too young, no.
Yeah, I mean, I used to take the train from wherever I would live to go to Gulf Shores, Alabama and stuff. I would take the Crescent, and that thing went to New Orleans. They retired that, I think, when it ran off the track. But
oh, that would be a good reason.
Yeah, it was old. You know, it was old. But, yeah, I used to take it all the time. I loved taking the train. You know, it was awesome.
Well, you know, that song was talking about commuters and they go to work and they're all taking the train and they're like relaxing while they're riding to work.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's a little different, but like when you take the train and go like across the country, you really do get to see things. You don't have to have any of the worry about driving or any of that stuff, you know? So there are advantages. And plus if the engine fails, you don't fall, you know, 3,000 feet.
Oh.
Morgan Thomas.
Oh, don't say that.
I'm just kidding. The areas of concern list, according to ESPN, this one is David Hale. Again, they're all one name now. It's just Hale. They all started out as David Hale, but you know they all started out with two names. Now they have one name. Louisville says defensive end. For the past 3 years, Louisville is able to rely on a genuine star off the edge and Ashton Galati, who racked up big numbers. That's all true. I think there's something to that. I still think they have athletes, though, and they brought in, Bailey from Rutgers and Lubin from Coastal Carolina. That's why Rutgers had to go get defensive ends. But I'm fine with that. I'll give that a B. Texas A&M, it says wide receiver. It said the Aggies lost Noah Thomas, a bright spot in the otherwise spotty position for A&M, and new offensive coordinator Colin Klein to Georgia after Thomas got 39 for 574. No other player caught more than two TDs and clips 400 yards. As the Aggies fought through a quarterback change from Connor Wegman to Marcel Reed, this year the Aggies are looking forward to NC State transfer Casey Concepcion, 71 catches, 839 in 23, 53, 460 last year. I'm a little worried about Casey Concepcion. You know, early on in his career, I thought he was amazing. He was amazing against Clemson. But what worries me is, you know, now look, I know he attracted a lot of attention, but all of his numbers went down, and I'm really concerned about his per-catch numbers. He's good once he gets the ball in his hands. I think he had trouble separating last year, and that worries me a little bit. Mario Craver might help that situation. I don't have a problem with this, though. I mean, again, I think A&M is going to be built around their running game, where they have three elite backs, two really special backs, and an offensive line that I think is top 10 in America. So Wilson here, Ramona, one named Wilson. I think he did an adequate job here. We'll give him a B+ there. Ole Miss says quarterback. Yeah, I don't buy that. Who's this by? Oh, this is Lyles Jr. again. Ole Miss says quarterback, says Austin Simmons seems like a talented individual. We're talking about someone who's athletically gifted enough to play baseball for Ole Miss as well, but anytime you're replacing one of the better quarterbacks in your conference, in this case Jackson Dart, look, I get that. I don't mind the answer. This isn't awful, but I'm not really concerned with Austin Simmons. He's on my top 25 quarterback list. I don't remember exactly where I put him, but I'm not really concerned with that. But I'll give that a B. And then finally, Oklahoma, area of concern, tight end. Since it's been a struggle at tight end for the Sooners, there's again uncertainty around the position. Granted, there was plenty of blame to go around for Oklahoma's struggles on offense last year, but finding more consistency at tight end. Look, my man. They had no quarterback, okay? You wouldn't know whether they had receivers, tight ends, or anything else because their quarterbacks friggin' sucked out loud. And they brought in transfers. They brought in Will Huggins. They brought in Carson Kent. So we'll see how that plays out. I'm not really worried about that because I think John Mateer will make everybody better. So I'll give Lowe a C+. That's it. Those are the areas, the alleged areas of concern by our friends.
Alleged.
Our friends.
They're giving their opinion.
I think they have a lot of bad opinions. I think it's bad when the first guy flunks the exam on number one. You know, after that, it got a little better. I think I gave out a couple A's there somewhere. You know, I gave Dave Wilson an A. I gave, who else did I give an A? I gave an A to, I guess I gave an A to Harry Lyles Jr. on his first pick. Everything went south for Harry after that, but he was good up till then. He should have stopped while he was at. Robert in Georgia. Robert, how are you, Robert?
Yeah, Harry Lyles Jr. sounds like a jazz player.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
So, yeah, I was curious about Concepcion. I don't know. I mean, he just kind of like fell off the face of the earth.
Yeah, he attracted a lot of attention, but I just didn't see him get the separation. It looked like his explosiveness, whatever explosiveness he had. He's never been a straight line sprinter. He was a short area quickness guy. But, you know, that seemed to disappear last year. So I'm not sure what type of answer he's really going to be for A&M.
Yeah. I was glad to hear your best friend Morgan Thomas bring up the fact that last year Garrett Nussmeier threw some untimely interceptions in some of the biggest games that he played, because I brought that point up to you a month or so ago. And, yeah, it was his first year starting. So, but that's something to keep an eye on.
See, I don't think so. I mean, I think, again, it was his first year starting. He threw for over 4,000 yards while he had no receivers. If you gave him the receivers that Jaden Daniels had, he would have thrown for 6,000 yards, and you wouldn't have seen interceptions. I just don't – he had no talent at receiver. I mean, his best receiver was a 5'8 dude.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is not the same as having Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas, as was the case with Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. And listen, Joe, I'm not saying that Nussmeier is a terrible quarterback. Getting back to Illini J calling out the caller who somehow or another forgot that Otis Nixon had a huge Coke habit.
Yeah.
I don't know how that happened. I was sitting here thinking the same thing. I mean, you're not talking about the Otis Nixon that I remember. But one last thing before I get to why I called. That is it Hughley, the quarterback that committed to Clemson out of Gainesville?
Yes.
Right up the road, watched Deshaun Watson play there, watched Hughley play. One thing about him that I like, he's, and this may be the only comparison to Deshaun Watson, maybe, he's not afraid to put the ball in there, and he puts it in there accurately to where the defender doesn't really have a chance and the receiver can catch it.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things that I loved about Deshaun was he would stick that ball into traffic. He would stick it in there perfectly. And Hughley has demonstrated that same ability from what I've seen.
Yeah, look, he's a completely different body type, but I think he schematically fits what Clemson wants to do. And so, you know, it's going to take a couple years in development, but I think, you know, at some point he'll wind up starting for Clemson is how I view it. Robert, I got to run. It was great talking to you as always.
No problem.
I'm sorry, Ramon. Are you telling me that's Coach Jim Davis on the line? How about that? Always an honor. Coach Jim Davis. Coach, welcome back.
Thank you, Walt. And if you give me an F, I'm going to be embarrassed.
Never, Coach. I always gave you nothing but A's.
You know, you were talking yesterday about we had linebackers that would run around blocks.
Right.
Do you put Wade Woodaz in that category?
No, I put him in the injured category. You know, I think when Wade Woodaz is healthy, he's a really good football player.
I do, too. I think he's got the toughness. And,
yep.
You know, it's been a long time since I coached football, but I think he stands that blocker up and plays him off with his hands.
100%.
Really well.
Yeah. Yeah, he was not one of the people I was talking about. No, I love him. I think that he has sideline-to-sideline ability, and I'm really looking forward to seeing Wade and Sammy Brown together.
Yeah. What about his little brother?
I'm sorry, I missed that, Coach.
What about Wade's little brother?
Yeah, I mean, again, go ahead.
Is he Wade 2.0?
I think he has some of the same traits. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I think I think he sort of is Wade 2.0. And so, yeah, I'm excited to see that. You know, late in the year, Wade was playing injured. You know, he was certainly injured against South Carolina. I mean, I think that was part of the problem with Lenore Sellers too, is that right. You know, Wade was out there probably when he shouldn't have been, just on heart and soul and guts. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing that group play this year, and quite honestly, with better coaching too.
Yeah, he's one of my favorite players. He earned his nickname.
No question. Yeah, no question, Coach. And by the way, it really is an honor to have you. You know, we used to talk occasionally, and always enjoyed it. Always respected you. I think you're one of the best women's basketball coaches I ever saw, and always admired you there, and always enjoyed our conversations post that.
Well, thank you. It's been a long time since I've called, but you know, when you're old and retired, you have to have an afternoon nap.
Well, I understand, Coach. I'm glad that you were awake for today's show.
Great talking to you, Walt.
Same here, Coach.
You always do a great job.
Thank you, Coach. It's an honor. I saw Jim Davis's name pop up, and I thought, I'm like already mouthing to Ramona. Is that Coach Jim Davis? Ramona's in there bobbing her head up and down. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, to be clear, my comments had nothing to do with Wade. Look, more specifically, my comments had to do with Trotter and Barrett Carter. Okay? I mean, that's the reality of it. And you know, now Trotter may have been the best runaround block I ever saw because he did it like a running back. But I just think there's been too much of that. And I I think that has to change. If you want to be able to stop the run, you just can't always do that. You can't always just take yourself out of plays because you don't want to deal with the physical contact. It's a physical game. And, you know, and that, so that's a reality to me. And, but no, I love Wade. I've spoken about him highly. And I think that Sammy Brown is a friggin' kamikaze. Can you say that? Well, I just did. And if you can't, screw off. Hey, let me tell you about, that's my man, Rudy. We're most still talking to Rudy. Let me tell you about Underdog. I lost my Underdog play last night. I don't even know if I hit the second play. I lost the Alonzo play. I wanted to get in. I like to have four or five Underdog plays every night, but I only had one last night, and I took an L. Because my man Alonzo did not come through for me, and I don't even remember who else I picked. But I don't know what I did with the second half of that. I need to get back in. I have time to get in. I'll get in today. I'll get in before the show ends. Get in on all the MLB action with Underdog this MLB season. Knock it out of the park on Underdog. Underdog is a leading place to make all of your sports picks. You can play now in South Carolina. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Their app has over 100K five-star reviews and millions of players. To play, all you have to do is download the app, choose whether a player will go higher or lower on one of their stats. You can choose from things like home runs, strikeouts, so much more. Playing on Underdog is easy. You just download the app, and then you just pick higher or lower on player stats. Once your picks feel good, you can play with as little as a dollar. If you get everything right, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. If you get your picks correct, again, you can win up to 1,000 times your money. How about that? Look, do it. I will be on Underdog in just a little bit. I've got to get my baseball picks in for the evening. I just love Underdog. Look, it makes it all a little more fun. It just does. So I'll let you know mine a little bit later. Download the Underdog app. Sign up now with promo code Road Rage, all capital letters, one word, to unlock a special offer of up to 1,000 in bonus funds when you make your first deposit. That's insane. That's promo code Road Rage. Must be 18 plus, present in South Carolina, Wisconsin, or North Dakota. Terms apply. See underdogfantasy.com/web/deposit-match-terms for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. All right, we're through with the ESPN list of teams' Achilles heels, if you will. When we get back, we'll get to Rudy's call as soon as we get back. And then I want to get into a little bit of conversation about the most interesting teams in the country this year. I already covered South Carolina as a part of this. There's been like a 10-day gap or something. But I've added to it. I think I had 7 to begin with. Maybe I have 10 now. 10 teams I think are the most interesting teams in the country. Interesting, what does interesting mean? Well, it doesn't mean best. It means interesting. It means, you know, maybe with some it means they could tilt either way. Maybe there's some particular question. Maybe there's some oddity like Bill Belichick, or more specifically his, 20-something-year-old, whatever she is. whatever she is.
24.
Yeah, 24. We'll examine all of that on the other side. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
At Ingles, we know that fresh means local. The best ingredients don't come from a world away. They come from your own backyard, which is why we rise to the challenge of providing the freshest items you'll find anywhere. Getting our foods from the farms we support, to the stores we love, to the tables you treasure. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of 2 national championship teams. Success on the football field takes time.